This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday ordered the 5,000 National Guard troops brought to Washington last week to quell protests against the death of a black man in police custody to begin to withdraw, saying the national capital is, in his words, under perfect control. Even as he withdrew the National Guard troops, however, key former U.S. military leaders continue to voice their opposition to Trump's reported threat a week ago to use as many as 10,000 active-duty military troops to augment local police in Washington against demonstrators protesting the May 25th death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The death of the 46-year-old Floyd, who was held down on a city street for nearly 9 minutes by a white policeman, who pressed his knee on Floyd's neck, has spawned nearly 2 weeks of protests in the United States. Some of them have been angry, violent clashes with authorities. Saturday and Sunday, tens of thousands of Americans in dozens of U.S. cities protested peacefully against police abuse of authority against minorities, with few reports of clashes. In the end, 1,600 members of the U.S. Army's 82nd Airborne Division were dispatched to Washington but not activated to calm the protests. Defense Secretary Mark Esper broke with Trump last week, saying that active duty troops should only be used as a last resort to quell insurrection in the United States. But Acting Homeland Security Chief Chad Wolf rejected the suggestion that bringing active duty military personnel to Washington amounted to what he called overkill. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has announced the city will lift its curfew a day early because anti-racism protests over the weekend had been peaceful. He called the law-abiding behavior of those on the streets the very best of our city.